That's how I ended up meeting Larry King.
Mm-hmm. And did Larry King eventually recruit you?
He attempted to recruit me. I was sort of like part-time basis. I wasn't really anything consistent because my athleticness and everything like that, I was more into that than really partying at the particular time. So I was a part-time so-called worker.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever fly with Larry King anywhere?
Yes. You know,
where did you fly?
The only place I just to Washington.
That was
it. Yes, that was the only place that I ever flew. Any other places? I mean, there was times and opportunities that I had a chance, but like I said, once again, because of my athletics and things of that nature, you know, I turned down a lot of flights to go and to party and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So
now, when you would fly somewhere, what would happen?
Basically, you know, he would fly us. We would go to nice places or people's houses, sometimes hotels, and there would be gentlemen there. There would be ladies there, mainly men.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the impression that I was under was, you know, these gentlemen like to meet you, to hang out and party with you and things of that nature. But other than that, you know, those are type of the places we would go.
And then he paid you for going to these places?
Yes, he did. He paid very well, very well.
And then you were expected to perform like
sexual acts with gentlemen.
Yeah. And do you know what kind of gentlemen these were?
From what I can tell, I mean, you know, appearances can't be deceiving, but from the appearance, well-distinguished gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Nice suits, you know, jewelry, you know, tailor-made clothing, things of that nature, which would lead you to believe that they were high society type men.
Mm-hmm. So on these junkets that you took, were there, so there were always other Boys Town kids there?
Sometimes there were.
And sometimes there weren't?
And sometimes there weren't.
How many kids would you say on average would be on one of these flights?
Gosh, maybe anywhere from 5 to 10, maybe even more, but mm-hmm. I would say at least 5 to 10, easily.
And would you say like half of them would generally be Boys Town kids, or?
Yeah, about half, yeah.
And now, how much would King give you for like one of these junkets, you remember?
There's times where minimum I would get 100, maybe even up to 5.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, drugs were involved, you know. Mm-hmm. So
they would give you what kind of drugs?
Well, for me, mainly, it was just marijuana,
mm-hmm.
you know. And some other, there was a little snorting of cocaine, you mm-hmm. know. But
they were readily available to any of the kids.
Yeah, readily available to all who was there, you know.
Uh-huh. And, if you were dealing with Larry King, you got a lot of perks?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
What about, were you ever threatened?
The only thing I would say as far as any type of promise of a threat was, you do not want to discuss this with no one. And if you did, there would be consequences. What type? I was not told, but the one thing that I did gather from that being told to me was it would be to your advantage not to.
And who told you that?
Larry. But they did it in a very subtle way to make me really think about that, you know, if you do tell, you know, it'll all be denied and whatnot. And even if you did tell, there may be some consequences there that may be out of our control. So, you know, I just said, oh, well, you know.
Consequences out of our control, like.